Welcome back, guys. I am so excited. What we're going to talk about today is a newly discovered monolith, a gigantic rock placed in what is today the Mediterranean Sea. It confronts a few evolution-based errors about all of our human origins, to say the least, and it's got people perplexed, but not here at Musicians, Politicians, Magicians, because we're telling you what the real historians will not diverge, because frankly they're all trapped into talking about what their own governments and historical societies want them to talk about to keep the their belief system current. And unfortunately, as time progresses, every day we get new and more and updated information about things that we didn't have before. So these people that assigned all of this must be because of this to these artifacts and to these locations around the planet, cannot come to terms with the fact that they were wrong. And that's what we need to have an honest discussion about. This planet is littered with pyramids. It's littered with monoliths. And today we would like to talk about the one monolith that was discovered off the coast of Sicily and north of Tunisia, Africa. An archaeologist from Italy and Israel described the results in the Journal of Archaeological Science. It lies on an undersea plateau, and they were able to get some high-resolution sonar images in 2014. Today, the artifact lies about 140 feet below sea level, so it appears it was constructed back when sea level was at least 150 feet lower than today's level, and that makes sense because we talked about Sicily before, that they wouldn't have constructed Sicily underwater, therefore the water has been rising. This is before anyone had abused fossil fuels or used vehicles, so this negates their entire argument that what we have done has caused this, and these pyramids are the ultimate proof. So let's get back to this monument, this monolith. Glacial meltwater near the end of the Ice Age caused a series of local mega floods around the globe, like the ancient Mazola flood in America's Northwest. And this explains the addition of vast amounts of water to the world's oceans. Well, not really. They like making up all these cockamamie stories to try to justify their ideologies. The bottom line is there's this huge monolith. It's off the coast of Sicily in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. It's too huge to have gotten there by any what we consider historical boats or navigational means of those times, or simply any means of lifting, carving, of that type of rock. Now, the rock in question that was used, is the closest place where a quarry of that can be found is over a thousand miles away, and this monolith is over 15 tons. It's huge. So it's found in the Sicilian Channel, and it will significantly expand our knowledge of the earliest civilizations in the Mediterranean basin and our views on technological innovation and development achieved by the Mesolithic inhabitants. So evolutionary views of ancient man with stunted skills needs to expand, because obviously they weren't stunted, and the notion that mankind was a bunch of blubbering idiots back in the past is just a fallacy that they keep perpetuating in the historical books. Mankind, when we seeded this planet, we had all the technology of all the ages, we had AI. AI was aiding us in the process. The moon is still being run by AI. These monoliths and pyramids are all connected because of their resonant electromagnetic frequency to the moon. And so when everything is spinning and doing its day-to-day stuff and passing each other, and the Earth, Gaia, the Pangaean Earth is expanding, these signals from these great monoliths and these pyramids are sending those signals to the moon to allow the moon to self-correct its trajectory to keep us in the grand procession that we are in. This has been going on for eons and eons. It takes 72,000 plus years to go around the procession. Round and round we go, the great merry-go-round. And we've done this more times than I can count. So it's time mankind started realizing this is a small planet. We're all stuck here. These pyramids have been here longer than mankind can really account for. They're tied to the creation and construction of the moon. They were both they're all created around the same time. And again, we go into the difference between the old world pyramids and new world pyramids, and how the new world pyramids imitate the form of the old world pyramids but serve no function. And there's a huge difference between the functional pyramids connected to this electromagnetic earth grid that feeds the moon, and then the imitational pyramids that do not. So I think that's all I've got for this little mini episode. And the monolith is pretty impressive. If you get a chance, Google it again, because the visuals are way more than what I can depict here on a non-visual podcast. Other than what I can say is if people understand about monoliths in general, they tend to have a point at the top. All of these points, the pyramids, are all pointing up to the moon, but they're also channeling energy up to the moon. And so the pyramid is a channeler of energy, but it's also directing that energy to a receptive point, to a receptive energy source, to a receptive higher intelligence form, an AI form of a computer form, right? That sits up there kind of like a Death Star, because it's in control ultimately of the guidance of this planet, as the moon is our rudder, and it controls all weather and controls the direction and the course corrections of this planet. And we will get into more of that in extra episodes and upcoming episodes. Plus, we've already gotten that in some of the past episodes. So if you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe, like the video, check out some of the episodes of the past. We talk about other pyramids, the pyramids that are underwater in Cuba, the pyramids underwater off the coast of Portugal. There's some off the coast of Japan. We will be posting that video coming up next. So stay tuned, like, subscribe, and tell all of your friends about the pyramid moon connection and the real cause of climate change and terraforming on this planet.